Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Inside Leverage, your gateway to the fascinating realm of the Miami Dolphins. Join us as we delve deep into the team's dynamic Super Bowl journey. We invite you to share your most scorching takes, unwind, and relish in our captivating experience.
Welcome back, Fins fans, to another episode of Inside Leverage Miami Dolphins. I am Coach, and today I am joined by the one and only Wally Wonka and the man Tua Tagovailoa, and we are discussing the recent additions on the opening hours, or days, I should say, of the tampering period for the league year. So, going over the quick list here, and we'll touch on these topics separately.
Before you go on this list, I need you.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. We got an interruption. Go ahead.
When you introduce me, please don't forget my titles. Okay, I am a guru.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Disrespect is real. Unreal.
Anyway, moving on. Carrying on. We signed Jordan Poyer most recently, ex-safety of the Buffalo Bills. He's going to be joining Javon Holland in the defensive backfield. We got ourselves a couple of linebackers in Jordan Brooks and Anthony Walker from the most recently the Cleveland Browns. Shaq Barrett, veteran presence from the Tampa Bay Bucks. Who else did we get? Obviously, Jonnu Smith that we've covered before. And Aaron Brewer from the center from the Tennessee Titans. So, on that note, what exactly do you think these guys individually or maybe collectively bring to the roster in 2024?
I mean, some of these guys like Jonnu Smith and Jordan Brooks, Jordan Poyer, maybe even Shaquille Barrett, I think will have some larger roles on the team. Some guys more rotational. Some guys will be, you know, pegged in as, you know, starter. Some of these other guys that we brought in, the Anthony Walkers, Yeah, you also got Siren Neal that we added. I think some of those other guys will be more special team, depth type camp bodies. The two defensive tackles that we added, I think, would also be included in that mix. So I think overall it's a good collection of talent, and I think it's a good start to go towards, you know, taking the next step, maybe not into, you know, replacing the guys that we have, but still yielding a competitive roster that allows us to go out there and compete for the AFC East and, you know, make a playoff run and accomplish some of these goals that we want. So I think definitely a step in the right direction overall, in my personal opinion.
Well, listen, I would have told you, I would, up to the Savon Hoffman sign, everybody was a physical sign, even though they're going to be contributors, whether it's going to be a special team, just like you said, a special teamer or a starter. I think when you talk about a guy like Jordan Poyer, a guy like Jonnu Smith, the Brewer kid from the center from Tennessee, those are guys that are inline starters. Jordan Brooks, he's going to be the leader of this defense right next to David Long. I'm really, really intrigued to see what the linebacking core brings. Now we have a revamped linebacking core, and I'm so excited. But I like the vision they're getting their guys. I think there's a lot more to go. There's a lot of free deals they can make. The Xavier post June cut money. There could be guys around that date that you could add as well. Maybe a defensive tackle comes along or right guard. You know, these guys know how to. Given this parameter, I want you guys to go back to last season when we didn't have a lot of draft picks and we focused on undrafted free agents, and they're at least they contributed to camp. So I think these guys are really good at finding diamonds in the rough.
You know, people are not impressed. I'm actually in. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the type of way you build a team, bro. It's not always top heavy. You kind of have to have your middle to the low. So, you know, we already got some top-heavy guys. We got Tyreek Hill, Waddle. I'm going to put two in there. Chubbs, Phillips. We got a lot of guys that are core players. So we need to fill them in with guys that are above average, that's going to complement them. So, you know, Jordan, above average. Anthony Walker. Average to below average, but you know, he presents, you know, upside, you know what I'm saying? Just other guys, Poyer, above average, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna compliment Holland. That's where we are right now. And as we do the draft, we're gonna fill in some of the young talent in there to incorporate on our core and guys that complement the elite talents that we have, man. This is where we have to be. That's how you build a team, in my opinion. So I like the signings, man. I think they're doing a good job so far. It's not big names. People are not gonna look at it like, well, who is that? Who's this? But I think though, if you really do some research, you'll see that some of these guys are really good, and I think that they're gonna show. They're going to present really good effort, and our defense is going to look really good with them once Weaver gets his hand on them. So, you know, that's where I'm at.
And to piggyback off that, man, you know, like we're going from last season, our backups to the linebacking today. Let's just talk about middle linebacking. Man. Like, let's just talk about it. You got Jordan Brooks at the starting where they belong. Right now, your backup to that is a potential guy that has maybe he's not a starter, but that guy has the physical attributes to be a good guy, a good backup, and a good role player in Walker. And then, lo and behold, I am looking forward to see what Tindall could do behind these guys and get some playing time as well. So that our depth is becoming something that we that's how you build a team. You said not top heavy, right? So what we do, we have a Shaq Barrett that could play both outside on the right and the left and with his hands up, that he could supplement what we weren't getting from Ogba, that we had to go get a Bruce Irvin and a Melvin Ingram again. So I think we're building a game, a playoff winning roster.
Yeah, I personally think it's more of a balance, and fiscally, I think it's very responsible, considering that, you know, the contracts, that well-deserved contracts of Wilkins and Hunt and all the other players and Brandon Jones and Van Ginkel that left, it seems that Grier has a plan to fill in with, you know, like you said, maybe not so much superstar players, but players that will fit the plan, and the coaching will elevate their game to be even better. And I think Chris Grier is doing a very good job this offseason thus far with the acquisitions that we've had, and we all know that he's not done yet.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Objectively speaking, like, there was some questionable things that did occur this offseason. I mean, you could have probably brought back an AVG. The Jake Bailey signing was a bit questionable, his return, or extension, I should say, rather, opposed to a replacement. There were some things that, you know, we necessarily probably wouldn't have done, but still overall, all in all, some great, great additions to the team. You brought in veteran presence. You brought in guys who can help on special teams. You got on guys who can help you get through the initial, you know, I don't want to say, how do I put this? The initial part of the season in which you're going to be missing a Jalen Phillips and a Bradley Chubb, at least. You know, even if you do have a Jalen Phillips at capacity, you have him, to have a Shaquille Barrett is extremely invaluable to you guys, what you guys were alluding to earlier. And combined with that and upgrading the linebacking core, you brought in a guy who should be able to communicate at a high level on the back end with Javon Holland. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of good things to talk about. So, yeah, you can say, oh, there were some bad things or things that we should have done, why we shouldn't have kept Hunt, why should we kept Wilkins. But all in all, if you go through all the things that we've done and added, I think the positives outweigh the negatives.
Chad, since I have you here, let me ask you a question, bro. I don't know what you know about. Oh, what's up, mechanic?
Did y'all talk about the breaking news? Ahmed is back.
Shut up, man. We talked about that. That's not breaking news. That's not breaking news. Yeah. Stop it. Cut it out.
Don't worry about it. Cut it out.
Let me ask you guys a question, bro. Like,
I'm sorry.
I need you guys to answer. Like, I know the love that we had for Van Ginkel because you guys all watched Hard Knocks and he became your team favorite because of a family and the long hair. You guys don't have any hair. I get it. It makes you feel comfortable. But he didn't really do shit, all right?
Hey,
but,
yo!
But let's just put this question that with the future at hand. Do we not get better with the addition of Shaq Barrett and the Walker as a backup? Even that as a backup, because we're not – if Van Ginkel was a backup for the middle linebackers, right? Specifically with the jobs they do, did we not get better? Did we not upgrade there, even though we pay a little bit more, given that this guy has a contract, or am I wrong to say, because I don't think Jordan Brooks is coming off the field. He's a three down linebacker, right? So now the need for Van Ginkle, it's not really that much when you have these specialists, and we're not done yet. We still could draft for this.
Yeah, when you factor in that AVG had to help off ball and on the edge last year, you brought in Anthony Walker, who can help you do that, and on special teams, and then you brought in a Shaquille Barrett, who's a far more accomplished pass rusher than AVG is. The resume speaks for itself. He's a little older, but I think you're still getting a better player overall, and it's more of a stopgap, yes. But I do think that you did do yourself a bit of a service going out and getting a guy like that and Anthony Walker. And combined with a Jordan Brooks, like, that takes it over the top, because a Jordan Brooks versus a Jerome Baker is not even close.
Correct. You know, for me personally, I think that, you know, you can continue to fill the defensive line and the edge position that to me is going to be the key. Because you gotta be able to get younger. You gotta be able to fill roster spots with draft picks and hit on with these guys. I've said this over and over again. We've talked about it over and over again. We can't pay everybody, so eventually, you know, whether it be a wide receiver to be able to transition to, you know, with once Tyreek ends up moving on, or the Chubb contract to get, you know, be able. That's what I'm looking at, maybe filling in with an edge, or even now that we have a hole, quote unquote, with Wilkins leaving, to be able to get a defensive tackle in the draft. So what do you think, Junior?
And that's just the name of the game. You gotta, you already established a core. So now you're piecing a couple above average to average veterans, but ultimately the rest of the way, draft. You know, you need rookie contracts. You need rookie contracts that's gonna be impacted contributors from first, and I don't care what anybody say, to round seven. You can find somebody that's going to be an impact or contribute for you in those rounds. I don't care, from first to seven. It's not going to always happen, but if you can find majority of your draft picks to be contributors and impact players with the combination of your core, with the combination of other things, success, championship.
All right, that being said, what do you guys think is the next move? What's the next pivot? Where are we going from here?
I think you probably want to go out and shore up the defensive tackle position with possibly another veteran. If not, you can continue to bolster the special teams and the depth to continue to increase your flexibility at pick 21. So just go out and just add players at a variety of positions that could use some things. Maybe you go out and get another guard, or, you know what I mean, as well. That I think that could be on the table. What do you guys think, Junior and Wally?
Look, man, I think some of us could say wait for the draft, but I don't even think they might even draft. They might not even draft a guy for a certain position. You got to prepare yourself for that role, because you might see a surprise cut. You might see a defensive tackle that just cut, and you're like, oh man, this guy's available for a nice 3 to 3.5. That's that post-June money. It's a lot of moves you can make. This is, I will still try to get Justin Simmons. I would love to see Justin Simmons in this team. That'll be amazing. We do need another starting cornerback. I love another depth piece for a pass rusher. So I think it's so many multiple ways you can go, and so many ways you can go about it. You could draft it, or you can see cuts. I don't want to pick up scraps, but the NFL kind of makes this post-June cut situation for good players to be out there. So I want to see what they do.
Looking for a cornerback, a veteran-savvy cornerback possibly. It doesn't have to be Snead. It could be someone that's familiar with the defense that can potentially allow Ramsey to be that star player. You know what I'm saying? Someone capable, someone that's going to help Cam Smith. There was a lot of guys that I like that are gone, like Darius Williams. I thought he would have been perfect working with Ramsey before, but it is what it is. But
a great name, though. Great name. Someone along that line.
Raquel Sim, even though you guys say we like Chris Greer likes broken toys, that's a name you gotta be in, like keep in mind.
Yeah, the fortifier, the D tackle, DJ Reader, but I just want to say none of those are gonna stop me from getting BP, even if it's defense straight up. Like, but yeah, those guys, I think I could take predict D tackle, cornerback, and maybe offensive line like a guard. That those guys. Oh, Kendall Lamb, 3 receivers.
Is there a guy in the draft right now that free agency that keep that will make you change your plans in free agency out there? Like if you let's say how we need a guard, we need a Snead will make you take you out of the cornerback stakes. You know what I'm saying? Who's a player out there that you guys will switch up for? And you see, this is how hard the draft is going to be for us. Because if we can't think of a player, this is how hard these guys are working right now.
I plead the fifth.
You see what I'm saying? It's hard, bro.
I mean, even if you were to add like a Monet from the Seahawks or Lawrence Guy, like I think you still probably want to go out and get a defensive tackle. If you were to add a let's just say everyone's favorite, Dalton Risner or, Will Clapp or whoever, you know, you still probably want to get even with an Isaiah Wynn, you probably still want to go out and get you another interior lineman possibly. I mean, it just depends, you know what I mean? And then what we've been doing, what the Dolphins would do, always two completely different things. Sometimes they do align and we do have similar visions sometimes, but sometimes what we're thinking and what they're thinking could be a little different. So, I just hope that what they go out and do is put themselves in position to go BPA in the draft and be in position to, you know, I mean, cultivate a talented player and bring him into an environment that he can become something, you know, of value to us immediately, right? Because I think that we need someone who can kind of contribute now. If you get something for later as well, you can do that too, but you definitely need to get some guys who can help you out this year.
That's what I'm saying. There hasn't been a move to me right now outside of Jordan Brooks. Like, and this is no disrespect to the contribution that these players might give us. You still BPA right now. You can still take Bowers if he's there. And you, with Brewer signing, you can still take a JPJ. I mean, there's no limit. And this is why I love what they're doing right now, because you still have their foot on everybody's neck because they don't know what we're doing yet.
All right, everybody, thanks again for joining us in this episode of Inside Leverage. Make sure to stay tuned as the free agency happenings and developments continue to happen.